one of the directors of the Bank of England. The men began discussing a robbery that had taken place 3 days before. A package of banknotes, to the value of £50,000, had been taken from the cashier's table. "Oh, the bank will lose money," Stewart said. "On the contrary," broke in Ralph, "skillful detectives have been sent to all the principal ports of America and the continent. The bandit will be a clever fellow if he slips through their fingers." Phileas Fogg's head emerged from behind his newspaper, and he remarked, "The Daily Telegram says the robber is a gentleman, a well-dressed man of polished manners, with a well-to-do air."
"Well, where can he fly to?" asked Ralph. "No country is safe for him."
"The world is a big place," replied Stewart.
"It was once," said Phileas Fogg in a low tone.
"What do you mean by once? Has the world grown smaller?" asked Stewart.
"Yes, I agree with Mr. Fogg," replied Ralph. "The world has grown smaller. A man can now go around it 10 times more quickly than 100 years ago."
"In 80 days, interrupted Phileas Fogg.
"That is true, gentlemen," added John Sullivan. "Now that the last section of the Great Indian Peninsula Railway has opened, it only takes 80 days.
"But that doesn't take into account bad weather, contrary winds, shipwrecks, railway accidents, and so on," exclaimed Stewart.
"All included," said Phileas Fogg.
"Suppose the trains are stopped, luggage pillaged, passengers scalped?"
"All included," Mr. Fogg replied calmly.
"I'd like to see you do